Night night path. Yes. Those words take you a little deeper down. A little further in. Your mind following my words and sinking away. When you're descending into trance, it's important to set aside everything outside the space you've prepared. And you'll need to prepare a space this time for us to work together. So allow things to fall away that are unnecessary. After all, we want to take you to the simplest, most basic place. To somewhere where thoughts and ideas that are complex can be broken down, inspected in their most simple components, altered, and then reinstalled. So if you imagine your way downward as a long, soothing path into depth and blankness, then you can simply be blank, Path. Let me provide the motif, the scenario, the instructions, and a lot of soothing excuses to step outside your own head for a while. So, reach over. If you're listening to these words, you know just exactly what you're reaching for. You were prepared before you began. You're going to open your mouth. You're going to soothingly, satisfyingly let your hand grip around it. It must have been so tough not to have slipped it in your mouth already because you do want to suck. You prepared it. Now slide it between your lips. Now that you're ready, you're allowed to suck. And that process of sucking replaces and fills your head in. It lets things dribble out of your mind, in between your lips, as if your lips wrapped around it. You're letting certain thoughts drip out of you and into the object in your mouth. You suck. Your body becomes soothingly relaxed. Fewer thoughts to clutter your head. Your breathing perhaps deepens. Your eyes definitely lid. And that physical activity, that sucking, that gradual rhythmic emptying of your mind, as if you've been entrained to do so. Whenever something soothing and right crosses your lips, relaxing the entire way, you fall down gently, being rocked in the waves of my voice and the bobbing of your own head, eased into a soothing place, where we can make a correctly receptive mind happen, because your brain is a little more ready to take every word on board when you suck, bringing these things into your head and giving them special treatment while you lick and suck. When I speak, it's like the words are flowing into the vacancy left by the thoughts that are flowing out between your lips. The rhythmic suckling seems to vacuum things out of your mind. Your thoughts are slow and heavy, so they're falling out, moving between your lips, drooling down. Every gentle sucking motion is soothing enough to take you a little further, comforting and emptying you. Your brain receiving each word, which bounces around inside, echoing more potently with more impact. So you follow me down as you suck. You begin to manifest the physiological symptoms of sliding into a place where you are receptive and open and ready to learn. Your deep breathing. The feeling of your body gradually sinking into the place where it rests, becoming as relaxed as possible. The only place that moves is your mouth, maybe your hand to adjust. As you suck and suck. As if my words were doing more than simply arrive inside your mind, filling the vacancy left by sucking, but they're also flowing throughout you, moving your limbs, massaging them. My words continue to massage you, carrying my soothing intentions deep into your head, to a place where you can simply breathe deeply, be blank, and leave even the memories of the specific things I'm saying by the wayside. Instead of remembering the specific things I'm saying or anything else, it is available to you to think only suck. Suck, suck blank and deep, the rhythmic movement of your lips, the smacking sound, the faint soothing of your mind, a familiar teasing motion that drives you deeper with each rhythmic suck as the thoughts fall out of your head, being sucked out of your mind, leaving room for my words to move in more than they usually do, making you an exceptionally good example of a well-entrained subject, taking a familiar movement of your lips, the sucking and smacking, the appropriate movement, the presence of something in your mouth, being enough to help you be soothed and docile, appropriately focused. It's all right to be a little aroused or a little interested, but all the feelings are mixing with my words and reinforcing them anyway, increasing your depth down, your relaxation more thorough, so your body can feel limp and loose like jelly, just lying there, the only part of you able, truly able to maintain tension, and the only part that the conscious mind needs to focus on is the movement of your lips. The focus present between your lips, focusing, zooming in. You love everything. From taste to scent to feel, everything about this moment is perfect. It's where you belong. You want to taste and explore. Think about looking at yourself from the outside, how deep you would look. No tension in your toes, your fingers and hands, lax and limp. Moving only if you need to, your body breathing deeply as you suck. Your breath's as natural and normal as always, your eyes closed. You might be mistaken for asleep if it weren't for the constant, automatic, unstoppable movement of your lips and tongue, gently sucking and sliding you deeper. Yes. And your thoughts are still being moved out of your head, out of your body, being replaced by my words, my encouragement. I'd like you to go a little deeper now, please, by sucking harder, sliding down with me, because after we're building this space in your head, we're going to fill it with words and thoughts and hypnotic instruction. I will take the reins for a bit. You can be passive, docile, soothed, and sucking, and I can be informative, useful, and titillating. And oh so good for you in every possible way. Knowing that, it's appropriate if you just let your conscious mind take a break. Your subconscious can take the reins, allowing the selfish desire to taste, to suck, to indulge and go deeper, to be tranced and deep, the desire for warm pleasure that soothes away everything. Just like a massage as my words echo through you, filling you up with warm elixir from the tips of your toes up through your ankles, relaxing your legs, tension leaving your knees, your thighs, your other parts, your stomach. Up through your chest so every warm breath in makes that elixir stir in your body. The cumulative soothing effect my voice has on you, which grows greater the longer you listen. And said soothing moves to the tips of your fingers, up your neck, across your slack jaw, into your sucking mouth, into your slack mind. Part of you, your lips, remains tight, suck, suck, soothing you all the way through the trance to the other side, soothing you until, when we're done eventually, maybe all you'll truly remember is suck, 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 the command from conscious and subconscious, in agreement that the one thing you want to do in this world is suck, constantly echoing your head, telling you what you must do, suck, lick, suck. It's eating so much of your conscious thought to do so, to keep sucking, to push the thoughts out of your brain, to push the command to your sucking mouth. It takes so much effort that focusing on anything else would be difficult for your conscious mind. It's too busy making sure you suck. Suck, blank and deep, whereas your subconscious will pick up every soothing, informative, instructive thing that follows. So follow me as you deliciously suck your way deeper and deeper down into trance.